main stage. Gary Moore is on the line from Tokyo. Gary, very, very disappointing for her. I know she's been speaking after the event, and it really was a huge blow to her medal hopes.
Oh, it certainly was. I mean, she came into today lying third after the fencing qualifying round. She was still third after the fencing final, fourth after the swimming. But her horse really misbehaved in the show jumping. Now, the horses are allocated randomly, and while she wasn't eliminated in the show jumping, as six others were, including the competitor in the gold medal position, Coyle's medal hopes were ruined as she picked up 37 faults and 29 time faults to be 27th in that discipline. She did complete the final run-shoot element of the competition, but having been sixth in Rio, her final placing here was 24th. She was extremely disappointed afterwards.
It's just really upsetting because I was keen here to do a lot better, especially after the fencing. I really thought I was in with the shout, and I thought I had some. I'd watched the girl go around before me, and she hadn't got through the treble, so I knew it was going to be trouble. But I thought I might be able to handle it, but obviously not. And just look, it's not the way I wanted to. Finish out my career, but hopefully I can look back in a day or two and be happy with at least coming third in the fence, I suppose.
Well, that was Natalia Coyle. Now, Ireland's chances in the team show jumping ended when Alejandro, the horse being ridden by Shane Sweetenham, pulled a shoe early in the round. He knocked a couple of fences, then collided with fence nine, and both horse and rider actually went down. They did get up very quickly. Sweetenham is fine. The horse is being checked and seems okay, but with no discard scores allowed under the new format, the Irish team decided not to continue. Well, athletics today started with the 50-kilometre walk up in Sapporo, and there are some big finals at the Olympic Stadium right now. Greg Allen is there.
Yeah, and just completed here is the men's 5,000 metres final, and the world record holder Joshua Cheptegei of Uganda taking the race under his control in the final lap to win in 12 minutes 58.15 seconds very swiftly from Canada's Mohamed Ahmed. And from an Irish perspective, as you mentioned, we already today have had an excellent performance by Brendan Boyce, the vastly experienced Donegal man, finishing 10th in the 50-kilometre walk in his third Olympics. He went with the chasing group in a prominent position for the first 30 kilometres, and as he began to lose touch around the 34 kilometre mark, it looked like he was in severe danger of dropping back sharply. But in the 29 degrees of early morning heat in Sapporo, Boyce somehow regathered his challenge, and as others then struggled, he picked them off one after another, moving from 18th to 10th at the line over the last 12 kilometres, crossing it in 3 hours 53 minutes 40 seconds, less than 4 minutes off the surprise gold medal performance of Poland's Dawid Tomala. Ireland's other competitor, Alex Wright, finished in 29th place. In progress at the moment in this evening's session, the women's javelin is being led by Liu Shiying of China with 66 metres 34 in the third round. Coming up in the next few moments, we have the women's 400 metres final with Shaunae Miller-Weibo of the Bahamas, the marginal favourite to retain her Olympic title. And in the women's 1500 metres in just about half an hour, we will see the Dutch phenomenon Sifan Hassan attempt to add the 1500 metres title to the 5,000 metres gold she's already won, and she's eyes as well on the 10,000 metres gold tomorrow in what could be an unprecedented Olympic treble.
Thanks very much, Greg. Well, earlier we had the third round of the women's golf tournament. World number one Nelly Korda from the States has a 3-shot lead on 15 under par. But once again, Stephanie Meadow had a very strong finish to her round. Birdie on 17 and 18 for a 3 under par 68. She is on 7 under, which is 3 shots off the bronze medal position. So she has an outside chance of making up that ground. Leona Maguire was charging through the field, 4 under through 8, 8 under for the tournament, and 1 shot off the bronze medal position. But a triple bogey on the ninth ruined her card. She finished back on 5 under. That's 5 shots off bronze as we stand. In track cycling, Emily Kay and Shannon McCurley were in the Madison event, but McCurley was involved in a crash, and effectively that was that. You heard in the headlines about two Belarusian coaches who had their accreditations revoked by the IOC. Well, in other sport, the Netherlands won their 4th Olympic women's hockey title, defeating Argentina 3-1 in the final, and the sporting director of the German Cycling Federation has been suspended until the end of the year after making racist remarks during the men's Olympic road time trial.
Thanks very much indeed for that, Gary Moran. And all credit to Natalia Coyle for giving that interview after suffering such a disappointment today. And she did make the point, which I think we should make as well, Gary, that, you know, on foot of her experience today, young people, she said, just shouldn't be discouraged from pursuing their sporting dreams, because she's had some wonderful times as well in her athletic career. Gary in Tokyo, thank you for that. After this short break, we'll be hearing about that big drug seizure at Rosslare.